Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Have you been out and about?
Oh, what a weekend. What a weekend. ready to sit Report. Home now and type it all up. Busy.
Well, you know, NASCAR Dave was out at the Falls Village. It used to be truck pull, but now it's something else, and he got interviews there.
Oh, did he? He's back and around for a visit?
He just came up. It looks like the ranch El Ranchero here might be actually sold, so he's just coming up to check things out.
Okay. And sorry I missed him.
Yeah, well, he came by yesterday, and it was good to see him. And And he's amazed at how people in Florida love college football. That's the first thing he's really noticed.
Okay. So yeah, we always send people out into the world to find out what they discover.
Right. What's going on.
Well, yes. not much going on this week at the Salisbury Board of Education's meeting tonight.
Right. Yeah. And we have an ABC committee meeting this week.
It's a Salisbury Planning and Zoning tonight. Mm-hmm. Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and Kent Inland Wetlands. The Sharon Board of Selectmen, I'm sure they're going to talk about this green project because it's way ahead of schedule, and I hear it's even below budget. So.
Wow. It's amazing when you ride by and see it. It's incredible.
It's going to be the Sharon Brown for a while once they get it all covered up, but it'll look beautiful again next year.
Yeah, the granite curbing, that should really help the erosion problem. And very impressive.
The ABC committee meeting is one of the things at the superintendent's goals.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the, and middle school athletics.
Oh, okay. Well, they're still pondering that. That was a whole discussion last year as to whether to regionalize the middle school athletics. And I assume it's a little late for this year.
I would think so, but you never know with Region 1.
Yeah, true. That's true.
So just so people aren't scared away, there's a two-hour late opening for Housatonic and the Region 1 school on Housatonic on September 26th because it's Teacher Professional Development Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we have late openings. Speaking of Housatonic, we were at the International Travel Club dinner on Saturday night at the White Hart. What a amazing event was put on. Denise Cohn gets much of the kudos for that. The meal was unbelievable. The prizes, the raffle door prizes. Jake Gandolfo was on streaming live. He was chefing last year's winners, and they had the auction going while he was there. It was amazing. I can't imagine how much they've raised. But there are going to be about 40 kids going to Italy in April, and so this will give them a big boost. And it's wonderful to see the club rejuvenated again under John Lizzie.
Yeah. So this year they're just sticking to one country. Last year they had a pretty
it was ambitious.
Aggressive agenda. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's wonderful that they'll get to feel the, feel the difference of places in the same country.
In the same country, it's amazing the itinerary, and good for these kids.
Yeah.
Most of them have never been out of the country, and it's a wonderful experience. We were also up at Hotchkiss for the Peter Baker talk on Friday night, which was fascinating. He's the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, and of course, it was a packed house with people wanting to hear all about President Trump. On Saturday, we were also at the Heritage talk Wood Sinclair gave at the Chestnut Orchard up on Canaan Mountain. Woods is very involved in that whole project, and it's really amazing. They are trying to bring back American chestnut trees, which were killed off by a fungus, and had a good turnout. There were loads of hikes all over the place on Saturday, and there will be more next weekend. So people should check their schedules and see, because there's some marvelous.
Housatonic Heritage Walks on the web. Well, you don't even have to go to a website; just type that in.
Yep.
And it'll come up, and it'll tell you all the walks that are available.
Amazing. There's Sharon Green Walk and all sorts of things. Lots of opportunities for folks around the area. So get your hiking boots on and get out there. Hey, you know, winter's coming. Now's the time to get out there.
We get to say so long to Ella Clark this week.
And we do.
Yeah, she's 31 years.
Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday, the 26th,
yep.
From 4 to 6. 31 years.
Yep, and that's at Town Hall. She's been the social service agent and director, and everybody should come and bid her farewell. She's done a fabulous job helping folks throughout all those years. And we also have the crop walk on Sunday. Starting at the high school, Crop Walk for Hunger, which is, again, always a marvelous turnout for helping people, not just around the world, but right here. They help local food banks
well. 75% of the funds go worldwide, but 25% of the funds. So if they raise like $25,000, that's a nice, cool, almost $6,000 that stays locally amongst
that
the
stays
the food
here,
pantries.
Which is great, which is really great. We're also up at the Grove again on Friday for Thursday, I guess it was, the Adult Day Centers. It was National Adult Day Center Week, and of course, GEAR has a very active one. Which is a wonderful facility for giving families with folks who may need some respite, or giving folks just a way to socialize with others. But the GEAR group met with the Litchfield Hills group and had a lovely picnic at the Grove, and they were having a ball when I was there, and of course the setting was beautiful. So that was kind of neat.
Now, the VFW also has their craft fair on Saturday in Canaan. That is coming up as a fundraiser.
Okay.
The Falls Black Bear discussion again at the D.M. Hunt Library.
Mm.
That's on 28th. That is Ginny Apple. And if you've ever seen Ginny Apple's talks on that, she goes through everything. It's a section by section. And then there's a big fundraiser for the Sharon Daycare Center and the Sharon Playhouse, the St. Patrick's in September on the 28th as well.
And Kent said goodbye yesterday, or is saying goodbye to its Episcopal minister, Roger White, who's been here 34 years and is retiring. And they had a parish celebration last week and then an open house for the community yesterday. And that's going to be a real loss to Kent. He's been here a long time, and not just for his parishioners, but for the whole town as well.
And I know that I'll be shot at the stake if I don't mention that the Pilgrim House is having their fundraiser on Saturday as well. 5 to 7, the roast pork dinner.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
That goes on. It's eat, dinner, take out. And if you've got a whole family, it's only $30. And they're trying
to
make it.
Those dinners are fabulous. And trying to raise money for the Pilgrim House, which, again, is a focal point of the town. It not only provides a place for parties and things, but it houses the food bank, the closet for clothing. Just really important. So, plenty of stuff to do again, as we said.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend again this weekend.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get it in before it gets too cold. And however, even we're out there in the cold as well. It doesn't really matter. But
not that far from the fall festival.
That'll be coming up very shortly. October already.
That's right.
Yeah. Very good.
All right, Ruth.
Onward, and we'll see you and talk to you and whatever during the week, maybe.
Well, maybe we'll see you during the week. If not, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Have a good week, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.